The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We air live noon to 2 on Sundays here at KCNR Studios in Redding, California. We have a chat room open during that time. Phone number and all that good stuff is posted online. And then the show re-airs on Saturday afternoons from 2:30 to 4, commercial free, on WNJC there in Philadelphia and New Jersey. So we have a lot of folks who listen online. Wednesday is a very popular day, actually, because I post a commercial-free archive after the show, thanks to Robert Exter there.
I think this show's going to get a lot of
play. He does that commercial-free archive for us. And then Wednesday, people must have nothing to do or something. I don't know. That's the listening day, so it's kind of interesting. So today we're chatting about gun laws and I don't know what you call it, the ramifications of that. For those of you who live in other places other than California and you're thinking how smart you are, know what? This is a breeding ground for stupidity, and unfortunately, it's very infectious.
Oh, yeah.
It's
once
coming
they pass
for
it
you.
Here and it goes through all these other state and local agencies are going to go, hey, they
They're
did it in California. We
you.
Can do it, too.
Well, and in world history, what's been now coming is that for all the cities throughout the world, United States included, as they get large, they get liberal, and they start this process of control. And we're seeing it here greatly in California, where you have 40, 43 million people. Most of the cities here are fairly large. And you start seeing it. And now all over the West Coast, you start seeing these cities that are very large, like Portland and Seattle. They control the entire states. And the stuff that happens in California now, they're watching those things. And so it's very important to watch, unfortunately, what bad can happen here in California and what is happening in California, because you may not be that far behind depending on where you live and what. You know, Texas right now is a very conservative place, but, you know, when you see the big cities like Dallas and...
I was going to say, they've got like the most mosques of any city in the country.
And you start seeing them
in Dallas.
Get large and larger, they get more and more liberal, and they will dictate the policies and laws of the state, and it'll change, and Texas won't be what it is today if you don't do something about it, if you don't protect your rights and your freedom and a strict adherence to the Constitution. And we watch, you know, liberal media shows and whatnot, and they start talking about it's a changing document and all these things.
It's a living, breathing document.
Right, and it isn't. It's the words are clear, they're concise, and you don't give an inch on them. There's no compromise on it. And unfortunately, what we've done in California is we've allowed our politicians to disregard it. The only thing they swear as they're elected into that Senate and Assembly, the only thing they swear to uphold is two constitutions, the one of California and one of the United States. And they've broken it all. And they should be removed. But instead, we're so connected and busy with our lives that we're not doing anything about it. Because as you guys know, Aaron, you know particularly how hard it is to battle in Sacramento.
And the thing that's interesting is people, you know, now that, you know, I'm dealing with the federal process, I guess, we'll get people who will call the office who are just furious about Nancy Pelosi or somebody like that. Well, the people, like the people in Congress, for instance, didn't elect Nancy Pelosi. Her constituents did.
Correct.
And she pulls 80% of the vote. So here we have these folks in California, Kamala Harris, I mean, for since we're looking at Election Day in 2 days, for the people that aren't paying attention, Kamala Harris is on your ballot for U.S. Senator to take Barbara Boxer's seat. So if you thought Barbara Boxer was bad, Kamala Harris is super, super scary. She's our Attorney General currently, in case you weren't tracking that. And she is a gun grabber of the first order.
Yeah, she's super bad. In fact, we had a federal judge last year rule that the 10-day waiting period is unconstitutional, that if you've bought a firearm or if you have a concealed weapon permit, you obviously own firearms. You don't need to be waiting 10 days to get a firearm.
That was a big win for the...
That was a big win.
Yeah.
And she simply said no. The Attorney General Harris said no. We're not going to do it. So we're having to sue her. We're having to spend, you know, the state's money, which is our money, and our money on top of that, to sue her to follow
our
through.
Our own Attorney General to follow the law.
To follow the law. And now she wants to be your U.S. Senator for the state of California. And very bad. Unfortunately, she's being pushed as the front runner. You know, Southern California voters, unfortunately, outnumber us, you know, about 40-1. And so we're in trouble on this. Once again, you know, we had Boxer, which was a horrible senator for the Constitution. And now we're going to quite possibly get somebody worse. Unfortunately, on that list of senators that you could vote for.
What are there, like,
30,
I mean, seriously,
30-something.
Yeah, and it's a very, very, very long
list. So you're going to have to pick the least evil that has a chance of winning. And there's only two that have a chance of winning. And so you got to go. Unfortunately, you may not like hearing that, but you're going to have to go with the lesser of the evils.
Which is Loretta Sanchez.
Correct.
I mean, Loretta Sanchez is currently a member of Congress. Oh, Bob's down.
It's a horrible. But that's what you're left with here. Because
but
if
the
you
thing
pick,
is, we're a top two state.
Right.
And so, you know, when you just do the, you know, if you step away and, you know, don't get hysterical about it and disregard the party thing and you look at it, the likely top two are Loretta Sanchez and Kamala Harris.
Right.
And that's who you want. I mean, because if they're, let's just say everybody, you know, decided to put some, I don't know, knucklehead in there, whoever it is, Republican or Democrat, and you get somebody else, Kamala Harris has the name recognition.
Well, here's
you've got to beat her.
Here's the simple fact. If you vote for a Republican, which I would be inclined to do, which I usually do, you will allow Harris to win.
Pretty much.
That's what's going to happen. So think about that. It's a tough one on that, but that's ultimately what we have. And she will represent California in Washington with her views and, you know, seeing what she's already done. You know, just it'll be a horrible deal.
Well, she's been a terrible attorney general.
Absolutely.
Flouts all the law. I mean, she is the ultimate Obama, minion. You know, laws, what laws? Laws, schmaws, they're not for me.
Yeah, sue me. So what's going
exactly
on with that lawsuit? Is it still moving forward? Or?
Well, yeah, it's moving forward. So here we should have an instant check. You know, and the states, most states have an instant check, and it's worked great. You've got a good background or a bad background, whatever your background is. Either you have a good background, you buy your gun, you go home, you're not causing problems. If you have a bad background, you don't buy a firearm. And it works quite well. It's very simple. States like even Wyoming have an instant background. They used to tell us here, oh, we just don't have the capability to do it in California. Really, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lie.
Yeah, we don't know how to run a computer.
The reality is that a 10-day wait is a punitive measure. It makes less sales, not more. If you have a camping trip on the weekend and you want to buy a nice little snake gun, maybe something like that to keep in, you know, you can buy it and go on your camping trip. But no, you got a 10-day wait. No matter how many guns you bought, maybe you have a concealed weapon permit, you still can't buy. You have to wait 10 days. If you're from an outlying area, which Redding, you know, we're a hub, so we have lots of buyers from Hoopaw and Pascana and Wildwood and Quincy and Modoc County and Alturas and all these different places. In California, not only do you have to wait 10 days, but you must come and pick it up within a 20-day window or your background check goes dead and
you got to go do it over?
You got to do it all over again. And so they've done these things punitively to reduce sales. Now, the reality is what they've done is that they've made people aware, and they haven't been reducing sales. They've been averaging around 2,500 guns per day. It really should be more than that with 43 million people in California. But the number has not been decreasing yet because people are nervous in their buying. And as they pass these laws, they're buying. Now, they're often not being able to buy what they want because it's banned or barred here already. We have most people don't know today that we're reduced now. If you come in to buy a handgun, 90% is not available to you in semi-autos and double-action revolvers. You've already lost
90%. 90%?
Right.
And that's because the micro-stamping, the magazine disconnect, and the chambered round indicator and the drop test process that the state has, they have the most complicated system. And now with the micro-stamping, and we talked earlier about it, Aaron, micro-stamping is law in the state of California. So let's say a Glock Model 22, let's say they had a brand-new model, which they have in the fourth generation, and they'd like to sell that in California. They have to submit that to California, and it has to have things incorporated into it or they will not accept it for testing. One of those things is now a law, and it went to the state Supreme Court and found to be lawful, and that is when the firing pin strikes the primer, it has to leave a micro serial number. The manufacturers argued that it cannot be done reliably in a manufacturing setup. Nobody in the world can do it. state said, too bad. It physically can be done. You don't know how to do it, but it can be done. States have the right to regulate firearms, and it stands. And no one will submit new handguns into the state of California before this. So forevermore, you will not see. You open up that new gun magazine, Guns and Ammo, American Rifleman, and so forth, and see a new model of a Springfield or a Smith & Wesson or a Glock or a Ruger, and it will not come to California ever again.
No. I subscribe to those magazines, and there's nothing more frustrating than reading some of the ads on some of the new stuff coming out, and not for you.
I can barely go to the SHOT Show. That's the big thing each year for dealers, and most dealers really like to get to the SHOT Show in January every year. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a depressing time.
Because you just walk around, not for me.
I can't look at all that stuff that I can't sell. It's very depressing, and but that's what they do here, little bit by little bit. Now, eventually, attrition will start taking control of these numbers. Their goal, the state's goal, and this is California Department of Justice's goal, is to reduce the number of sales per day. And that's what these laws are intended to do. If you're having difficulty buying ammunition because of the massive intrusion upon your rights, and you have to buy out of state or you're doing something like that, you're just simply not going to shoot as much. And you're probably not going to want to buy as many new guns because it's so difficult. If you had to buy gasoline for your automobile in some other county because they made a big, you know, thing here or a big restriction here, you wouldn't drive as much. You would change the way your driving habits would change.
It's all about control.
Right. And your shooting habits are going to change as this ammo regulation starts passing.
Well, let's move on to the bullet button law. We're going to take a break.
The next depressing thing.
But the implications of that new legislation and what's going to happen there for folks that actually own these guns.
And we'll describe what kinds of things that you're going to be now required to do when you're the owner of a California assault weapon. What does that mean, and what are you going to lose?
And we need to get into what is an assault weapon. Got to remember we have lots of people who listen who maybe don't know.
Think, you shouldn't have an assault weapon.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, the criminals will all have all of these things and many of them and get them freely and use them, and they pretty much don't care. So we're going to take a really quick break. We're here with Patrick Jones from Jones Fort, and we'll be chatting about guns when we come back. You can find us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Thinking Hank Williams Jr. is a gun lover. I could be wrong.
I'm thinking, that's just, I mean, what more do you say? You know, amen to that. So you have all sorts of people out there that are going, what is the deal with these guys?
A bunch of hillbillies. Hey, Patrick, let's talk about the new bullet button legislation.
Yeah, there were two bills particularly, and one of them they're going to hold off maybe till next year. That's the Assembly Bill 1663. This one has been defeated right at the moment for 2016 legislation, and that would have banned millions of of guns, which they consider assault weapons. And I think they probably dropped that one because 1664 is moving forward and essentially accomplishes most of the same thing. And so that would change the existing definition of the assault weapon ban of 2000. So it changes that. So we've had the assault weapon ban of 1989. It's still in effect. It lists specific makes and models. And then we have the assault weapon ban of 2000 that has features. Now we're changing what features you can have, and that, again, will ban millions of guns. In 2000, we lost the right to sell most semi-autos, including the ARs. Let's focus on the AR because that seems to be the one that they like so much.
Yeah, a lot of people own those, and a lot of people take them out to the range and shoot
right.
them.
It's kind of the number one gun. Yeah. In fact, I think it's America's gun
sure.
today. And we couldn't sell that gun. That gun was banned. But we had to change how the gun would operate if we were able to sell it. Now, we could do a fixed magazine where you have to pull the rear pin and load from the top, and those guns were done. I remember a company called Fab 10 that did that successfully, but that's kind of a pain having to pull the pin. It's a bit hard on the gun.
Sure.
You could do it in a pump. They do make some ARs in a pump. It's not a semi-automatic, so that would be legal, and there are some of those. You could even do a bolt. They've done some different types of things where you use your lower platform and you put bolt actions on the top. But again, those were all kind of in small quantities. But we also learned somewhere around 2006 that if you change the type of magazine release so that it's no longer a quick detachable magazine, I must use a tool to get the magazine out. In this case, the nose of a bullet. So it was nicknamed the bullet button. I have to use a tool, a basic tool, but nothing on the human body could release that magazine. I must use a tool. And now, by using a tool, it's no longer classified as a quick detachable magazine, and we were able to start selling ARs, complete fireable ARs, by using this different method. The magazine had to be 10 rounds or less, but we were able to sell those. Now, fast forward to today. And oh, also on the bullet button, if you called up Department of Justice and said, hey, I'm thinking about bringing in one of these ARs to sell in the state of California, has this so-called California-compliant bullet button. Is it legal? They would never answer you yes or no. They still won't answer you yes or no. They read you the law and say, talk to your district attorney. That's the kind of people that we deal with down there. Mm-hmm. And we know it's legal today, and most major manufacturers do it. Now they're going to change that definition, and they're gonna essentially ban the bullet button. They're going to ban a part. So now we're down to banning parts and pieces. It'd be like, you can't have wheels on your car. We're going to ban those. And that's what they're doing here. So they're going to change the existing definition from a detachable magazine, an ammunition feeding device that can be removed readily from the firearm without disassembly of the firearm action, including an ammunition feeding device that can be removed readily from the firearm with the use of a tool, which would in turn expand the number of firearms in California to assault weapons. So they're just going to change the definition to detachable magazine, would strike, you know, and this is going to strike a major blow. And this is AB 1664, but no more bullet buttons. We're not going to be able to use that feature anymore. And essentially, the only way an AR, for example, would be able to be sold is it must have a fixed magazine, no way to remove the magazine.
So you'd have to load one at a time through the top.
Through the top. That could be considered legal as long as the state doesn't have some sort of new twist onto this. Because, again, you can't ask any questions of them. They will not answer. They will not have a discussion with you. So we believe there may be some guns, but the regular AR as we know it with the bullet button is going to end. And then we'll have some things like a fixed magazine where you cannot remove it, but most of them will be gone. Now, here's an interesting scenario specific to the AR. You could remove the bullet button, have no button at all, a lower receiver with nothing on it at all. It's not in a functioning mode. You know, it might be legal just sitting there on its own.
With no magazine,
no magazine latch, no button, no nothing, not with an upper on it. A lot of questions yet. Some things, you know, we're always going to try as an industry to go around it the best we can, but clearly our options are getting much, much smaller. Now, for all those people, a couple million people here in California that have those guns and keep them in their original condition as they were shipped from the factory or as they built those guns with bullet buttons, either way, they now, under this, it's going to be an assault weapon. They'll have 1 year to register it with the state of California as an assault weapon. And I think they're going to allow you to be able to do that. We'll see. And I'm not even sure with this. So they're just saying you might not be able to have the bullet button at all. I'm not sure if they're going to even allow you to be able to register it as an assault weapon. You're not going to like the terms to that either. But this is bad. It's going to essentially, it could very well take 1.5 to 2 million people in California and force them to move that gun out of state, or you know, they're going to be felons.
So if you own one of these guns that has a bullet button, which is legal, you bought it legal, they're going to say, all right, now that we've passed this law, you have to register that as an assault weapon. You have to get an assault weapon permit to continue to own that gun. So you apply for the permit. Now it's their discretion whether or not to issue that permit.
Yeah,
do you have to go through another background check?
Generally speaking, once the state is, you know, they're changing the definition here, and so typically they're going to give you 1 year from, you know, say, let's say January 1st, 2017 to the end of that year, 1 year to register it with the state as a special California assault weapon. You have to give them $25. And you have to give your name, your address, and you're subject then to the requirements of the law. And what that says is you must give the address where the gun will be stored. They have the right, and they, meaning any law enforcement agency, has the right to come and inspect that gun at that address in any 24-hour period they deem necessary. You're also required, if you're going to hunt with it, that you have to, if you're on private property, you have to have written permission, and you have to transport it in a hard and locked container. So there are requirements when you have a California assault weapon. And National Forest Service lands policy is that if you're the legal registered owner, you can use it on their policy or on their property. And I would recommend people download a copy of their policy and have that on file so that you have that with you. But BLM land, strictly prohibited. Their policy does not match.
So do you think if you apply for that permit or license to have that gun, you'll have to go through another background check?
Correct.
Okay. So you go through a background check. You pass the background check. It's still under their discretion whether or not to issue the permit?
Well, I think as you fill out the assault weapon registration.
Or license, I should say.
Yeah, you fill out the form. The gun meets the definition of an assault weapon. You have
right.
an appropriate background. Then they will send you back your California assault weapon registration card, which you are then required to keep it on you whenever in possession of the gun, just like your automobile. And that's really what they want all guns in California to be. This is their test, to get it started with these guns
mm-hmm.
and then eventually expand it to all guns. And I guarantee you it's how they think.
What if you don't pass the background check?
You're denied.
And then what?
And you might get a knock on the door.
Then they're going to take your gun.
Well, if you're denied.
Because you've already said you had it.
Yeah, you have this gun, and you may get a knock on the door, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, you know, when you read the fine print to an assault weapon ban like this, you know, an assault weapon ban, you know, really is banning a segment of the gun, saying that they're unsafe and deeming them bad. And when we...
And you're admitting that when you apply
correct.
For that license, you're saying, yes, I own a dangerous weapon.
A scary gun.
An assault weapon.
Correct.
I don't think it's an assault weapon.
It's not. It's just a gun.
But
and
by
guns
signing
are guns.
Up for this license, you're telling them, yeah, I agree with you. That's another rub I have with this.
It's a bad deal. Now, I can tell you in 1989 when they did this, very interesting, you had 1 year, 1990, to do it. 1 year exactly. They got like 2% of the people to do it. The attorney general of the time, that was Dan Lundgren, he thought that, well, people don't know about it. So he extended on his own authority a late registration period. That went to court and he lost. And those guns under the late registration had to be turned back in.
Oh, really?
And so they had another ban in 2000, same basic terms and conditions, and now it was going to affect more guns because we're not listing specific names that the manufacturer could simply change the following month. So they like the assault weapon ban of 2000, and they're going to continue to expand it and shrink down the definition so that essentially at times most semi-automatics with a detachable magazine will be banned, and that's what they want. Once they accomplish that, and the public accepts that, then you'll start seeing other categories of guns demonized. Now, we use this term assault weapon. They use it because it's a nasty sounding name that the general public can buy into. But there are other nasty names, like you don't need a sniper rifle. That scope gun that you have, that's a sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you need a sniper rifle?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have that. And that small handgun there, they've already used the terms like Saturday Night Special to demonize something and then try to make regulation like the 68 Gun Control Act. That's the term they used.
Or a Magnum.
Correct.
Yeah.
Why do you need that? And so they're just simply using these catchy
names. The assault thing,
right.
that's used very freely.
Absolutely.
If it's black. I mean, if it's a long black gun, it seems like, you know, oh, that's an assault rifle.
Absolutely. You know, and so, I mean, they'll hold an AR up in front of the assembly and say, look at this. You know, why do people need this? And then, of course, Trump on the Constitution. The reality is, if we allow the government, which is what we're doing, if we allow them to start saying certain types of guns are dangerous and eliminate them from the hands of the public, we're going down a road you'll never come back from.
Nope.
Because
exactly.
Every category is bad to them. They're not just simply, some folks are under the impression that they're just simply wanting this type of gun, and that is incorrect.
That is very incorrect.
They want this to start with, and the others will follow. They want massive control, and they want to eliminate them all completely, I guarantee
sure
you
they
that.
Do. Yeah, and this is a long game. This isn't right. What you said earlier about...
Hey, wait, it's an assault.
It's a slow process, a little bite at a time, and look where we are today.
We have Mary on hold with us. Mary, do you have a question or comment for us?
Yes. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Mary.
If I take my gun to Oregon, am I still, according to the wording, am I still the registered owner and I can't live in California and own a gun if it's out of state?
Well, you can do with your guns what you want out of state. You can take a firearm and sell in another state. You only have to comply with the rules of another state. And most states don't have anything close to what we have in California. So you can move those guns and keep them at some other location outside of California. You could sell them. You only have to comply with the rules of Oregon in this case.